Delaware judge dismisses Nina Jankowicz's defamation lawsuit against Fox News. By Paul Bois on July 23, 2024. A Delaware judge on Monday dismissed the lawsuit against Fox News by Nina Jankowicz. The former head of the now-defunct Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Disinformation Board. The judge in Delaware had the case dismissed on Monday after ruling the statements Jankowicz had alleged were defamatory were either about the board she oversaw and not her, or were materially true, per The Hill. Watch, Jankowicz, ironic disinformation board killed by disinformation, I'm not partisan. Fox News celebrated the judge's decision on Monday, calling it a politically motivated lawsuit aimed at silencing free speech. And we are pleased with the court's decision to protect the First Amendment. Jankowicz had claimed that 37 statements from Fox News were either false or defamatory. According to Newsday, federal judge Colm F. Connolly wrote in his ruling. The lawsuit from Nina Jankowicz alleged that Fox had defamed her on numerous occasions, leading to waves of online attacks and threats of violence after the formation of the Disinformation Governance Board, where she served as a director. In May of 2022, just weeks after its launch, the Department of Homeland Security paused the board's work and accepted Jankowicz's resignation. The board was officially dissolved and its charter rescinded in August of that same year. In rejecting Jankowicz's claims, the judge said that 36 of the 37 statements made on Fox News programs were about the Disinformation Board and not Jankowicz. The judge ruled that the remaining statement, which was also a reference to the board and not Jankowicz, despite showing an image of her as it was said, was not disinformation because it was a factual statement that matched the wording in the board's own charter describing its purpose. Watch, Nina Jankowicz endorsed government-setting speech standards and fining social media companies. Jankowicz has not issued a statement on the result of the lawsuit. Her social media feed over the weekend largely focused on Vice President Kamala Harris being the possible nominee to replace Joe Biden now that he has stepped down from the race. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.